Welcome to Kaiser Watch with John Kaiser. I'm your host, Jim Goddard.
John, what's coming up on today's show?
Jim, we're going to talk about gold and endurance gold and Solitario Resources, both stocks that are starting to perk up.
Why do you think endurance gold is ready to emerge from the bottom?
Well, April turned out to be the worst financing month so far for TSX Venture listed resource companies. 52 companies managed to raise $162 million through private placements, compared to $226 to $243 million range for January through March. Now, the total so far this year is $859 million, but compare that with $1 billion during the same period in 2023, $1.4 billion in 2022, and $1.8 billion in 2021. This is January through April. So we are in this terrible funk of fundraising where companies have had a hard time. And this was a big issue for Endurance Gold, which was down to about $500,000 of hard money. I don't count marketable securities as worth anything. They just got $1 million back from the BC government as a tax credit for spending money in the prior year. About $1.5 million working capital was not enough to fund up to 10,000 meters that they would like to drill this year at the Reliance Gold Project in southwestern British Columbia. And a program like that will cost, you know, anywhere between $2 to $4 million. So, and the company has been under relentless selling pressure. Somebody through Anonymous has pounded out about 3 million shares, around 14 cents average, which has kept the company from getting a better price. So they're stuck potentially diluting at a very low price. And the surprising news that came out this week is the company is raising $4 million through a private placement of 20 million units at 20 cents with only a half warrant that's exercisable at 32 cents for 2 years. And that was at a premium to the market, which had been sort of 14, 15 cents. And usually in a miserable financing market like we have now, you do financings at a discount. The shocker about this news release was when you read the fine print was that Richard Gillion is going to take down all of it. He's going to add to his existing 37 million shares, 20 million shares plus 10 million warrants. That will give him 33% of the 171 million out. And with the other management people, even the CEO, Robert Boyd, he's up to 9.6 million shares. The insiders own 56% of the company, 96 million out of the 171 million, and the warrant overhang from past private placements is pretty much gone. Richard will be the main warrant holder, and with the amount of stock he owns, well, he's way over 20%. He can't sell any stock without giving notice, advance notice of intending to do so. So this paper, unlike whatever you might have normally raised from Howe Street or Bay Street, is not going to come flying into the market in September when the four-month hold period is over. This is a very sticky financing at a premium to the market, gives them over $5 million. So they're in excellent shape to initiate drilling at Reliance. And they started trying to mobilize the drill crew and the rig. They're going to start with one rig. And last year was frustrating for them because they started drilling at the Imperial Zone and were going to walk their way up the hill later in the year. And then that area by August had been shut down by forest fires, and they never got to drilling what everybody knows they need to do, which is start chasing the Eagle Zone down plunge, because they pitched this as an orogenic gold system, and then the upper part of it, epizonal, as opposed to the deeper part, which the nearby Braylorn deposit is all about. And the idea is that if you follow this system down, the strength of it is such that you're bound to find perhaps bigger and richer zones at depth. And the market has been frustrated because they've done, you know, significant drilling. They've done 84 RC holes and 82 core holes since acquiring this project in late 2019. But it's all been relatively shallow, about, you know, 70 to 100 meters vertical depth. And while they've got these good grades, what's missing is that they hit these, the high-grade gold mineralization at these sort of intersections of structures. And what the market cannot see are how these zones are going to hang together. There's probably a 500,000 ounces near surface that's open pittable, but they're not anywhere near wanting to just settle for a small open pit mine. They want to chase this system downstream, this down plunge. It's such a robust system. So this could be the year they've got the money in place, that they finally chase this deeper and prove, yes, this gold persists at depth and it gets bigger and better. And of course, today, gold made, at least in London, made a new high, 2,402, about just a little bit above the previous high. And in the U.S. market, it was up further today. So today was almost kind of finally this quickening of the secular gold bull market that we've been waiting for, because it's been quite frustrating to watch how the Chinese buy gold, they drive it up, everybody else liquidates their GLD ETF and goes buys Bitcoin or something else. And the sort of North American markets that watch these juniors, they haven't really embraced the gold uptrend. But today may have been a turning point, which is why with this big financing that Endurance Gold has done, things are looking very up for the company. They also have the Elephant Mountain Project, which is a large intrusion-related gold system in Alaska. Now, Alaska is in everybody's bad books right now after the profoundly foolish thing that the Department of Interior, Department of the United States did by declaring this big area that would serve, that where a road would need to go through, a private road to remove concentrates from the Ambler Gold Project of Trilogy in South 32, just to throw a bone to the anti-mining lobby. Biden pretty much endorsed, yeah, we're going to just declare this road in this area not allowable, which means all the money spent on developing this copper resource, a major copper resource, can't happen, and America will have to like find its copper somewhere else. But nevertheless, with the success Snowline has had at its Rogue Valley project in Yukon, that tremendous grades for over very large width for an intrusion-related gold system, there is a lot of interest in this Tombstone Belt that stretches from Yukon all the way into Alaska. And Robert Boyd says, well, they've outlined a $2 million program. There's no point doing anything there unless you're going to start with a $2 million program. He says this could start as late as August and still get an awful lot done. Endurance Gold has no intention of drilling it itself. It will either sell the project outright to somebody. An obvious potential candidate is Kinross, which operates the Fort Knox mine, or it will do a farm out with somebody else. So this is drill ready. The permits are in place. So this could happen in the summer too, to give the company a boost. But the focus will be on the Reliance Gold Project in southwestern British Columbia. We have our fingers crossed that there's not going to be a forest fire problem again, such as there was last year, and that they will get their 10,000 meters done. If they start having success early, they'll put a second rig onto the project, assuming that such rigs are available. And that's why I'm now optimistic that Endurance Gold, which I demoted from favorite last year, it's still at bottom fish prices, so I'm not going to promote it to favorite until it's back at a more reasonable price and the bottom fishers have rewarded. But this is why this financing that allows them to go in there and show that this is a major robust system. And of course, they're making this analogy to the Fosterville system in Australia, saying that when you go deep enough, you will find incredible grades. Well, if they were to actually demonstrate that isn't just another orogenic gold system, but something with a scale comparable to Fosterville, well, then this stock goes live in a very big way. And Richard Gilliam is taking another big bet, putting $4 million into the company at a premium to market to make sure that this happens this year.